Country Bob FM.
Hi there. It's the Bob Almanac today. It's been a while since we've done an almanac salute, and I don't have one today. I'm just stating a fact that it's been a while since we've had an almanac salute, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
Good
really.
Thing. Tuesday, June 7th, 158th day of the year. 200. Although I did see a founding member of Bon Jovi. Not John Bon Jovi. Not Richie Sambora. And I can't remember his name. I don't know all the members of Bon Jovi like I used to, but he was a guitarist. He did pass away.
No.
But not quite.
Not quite.
I hate saying that somebody's not worthy of an almanac salute.
Right.
But we have to pick and choose. We have limited time, Neil.
Yeah, we can't. Everybody cannot be lumped in there.
No, really can't. 1775, this is a big day because we changed our name. But you go down to the courthouse and say you want to change your name from the United Colonies to the United States.
Ooh.
From colonies to states, Neil, that was a big jump.
Big.
England didn't like it. They knew that, now they mean business.
Mm-hmm.
Now they mean business. 1893, Mahatma Gandhi. Call him Mohandas. You can call him the Mahatma Gandhi. We'll just call him Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
Goes by a lot of names. Baldy. Hey, Baldy. Gandhi's first act of civil disobedience on this date, 1893. He walked against the light. He jaywalked.
Well.
That's civil disobedience.
Yeah,
you got to start small. Really? Small steps, literally.
Right.
He was a short man. That was 1893 here, this date. 1942, World War II.
These are the first pictures of America's great naval victory in the Pacific. Army, Navy, and Marine planes, cooperating with the fleet, surprise a Jap invasion force sent to capture strategic Midway Island.
Yeah, it was the Battle of Midway. It ended on this date after 4 days of fierce fighting, Neil.
It was payback time.
Japan lost 4 carriers, a cruiser, 292 aircraft, 2,500 casualties for the Japanese.
Ooh.
The U.S. did lose the Yorktown,
right.
Although it would later be named a starship in the Star Trek universe would be named the Yorktown in honor of the Yorktown
nice.
That went down in 42 in the Battle of Midway. The USS Hamon, could be Hammond, 145 aircraft. It is Hamon. Are you sure about that?
I don't know.
Familiar with your destroyers?
I don't.
307 casualties compared to the 2,500 Japanese casualties. So it was an Allied win.
Seven months after Pearl Harbor.
Big win for our side.
Yep.
1942. And I think we had just... Didn't we just have a victory in the Coral Sea prior to that? In that same time frame, I think.
I think we did.
Yeah. Hey, on television on this date...
The greatest name in cosmetics presents...
Wait a minute, Neil. Do you agree that Revlon is the greatest name in cosmetics?
We
needed to stop that right there.
Yeah,
I mean, Maybelline is pretty good.
I don't know when this was.
And if you want to go multi-level, where's Avon in the whole discussion?
Right.
All right, let's start this again.
Revlon, the greatest name in cosmetics presents the 1, 2, 4, 8... 16, 32, 64. Yes, the $64,000 question.
It was a big question, and you could win $64,000. It was a tiered show where you kind of like the whole Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Sure.
You answer a question, then you win a certain amount of money, then you go on, and then do you want to go on and try for the $64,000?
Yeah.
Was the $64,000 pyramid as good as the the $64,000 question, was it as good as the $10,000 pyramid? Then went up to $25,000, then $50,000, then I think $100,000 pyramid. I know that was pretty good too.
That was really good.
And this one also had celebrities on it, very much like the pyramid.
Okay.
$64,000 question. 69 also got a lot of TV and music here.
I thank you very much. And I'd just like to tell you that my name is Johnny Cash, and we're going to be with you every week this summer from Music City, USA, in Nashville, Tennessee.
The Johnny Cash Show debuted on this date in 69.
And we're going to do our very best to make it an enjoyable stay for you. And for one, I hope you can be with us every week to meet some fine performers, what I think are some of the best talents in the country. Joining us tonight is Bob Dylan, Fannie Flagg, Doug Kershaw, and Miss Joni Mitchell.
And wow, listen to that lineup.
Wow.
Fannie Flagg and Bob Dylan. I got to hope that Fannie Flagg did a duet with Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan should have requested that.
Yes,
especially Johnny, I'll be on your show. I love you, Man in Black. I'll be on your show, but you have to promise that I can do a duet with Fannie Flagg.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
No, not at all. And Johnny Cash, the show was only on, I think, two seasons. Mm-hmm. They just weren't ready for that amount of excellence
on
television.
It was a great show. I remember watching
because he brought in every, didn't matter what genre, didn't matter what kind of artist you were.
No.
You played the triangle, come on in. You played the didgeridoo, come on in. It just didn't matter. Johnny. That's why everybody loved him.
He was likable.
Johnny Cash show debuted. It was at the Ryman on CBS. 75 on this date.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old.
Here's your number one song, 75.
Early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life.
I hear this and I think about between innings at Met Stadium.
For sure.
I think it was 1976 was the first Twins game I ever went to. And I can still remember hearing this over those big horn speakers that they had out in center field. Number one song, John Denver, Thank God I'm a Country Boy. Have you ever heard the non-live version of that, the studio version? It just isn't the same. I had a CD. It was a John Denver box set or something, and it had the live version and the studio version in. And there's just no energy. The clapping and the crowd and everything. They released the proper version, I think.
They sure did.
And then 4 years ago.
The capital of the country is the capital of the hockey playoffs. They rush out onto the ice to congratulate Braden Holtby. The Washington Capitals, for the first time in their 44-year history, are the Stanley Cup champions.
Who's going to win this year's Stanley Cup? Colorado looks pretty good. Boy, did they swept Edmonton.
Made easy work of a very talented team.
This date in 2018, it was Ovi getting his first Stanley Cup championship. Yep. Alexander Ovechkin.
He should.
And the Washington Capitals, their first ever title in franchise history. As they defeated the Vegas Golden Knights, who got there as an expansion team.
Wow, that's right.
Stanley Cup Finals. Ready for birthdays, Neil?
Let's
and remember,
do that.
Remember, folks, we are doing
the Almanac Quiz.
Almanac Quiz. At the end of the show, we'll ask a question. You can win Moondance Jam and Country tickets for next weekend, June 17th and 18th. Mm-hmm. Ashley McBride, Jamie Johnson, Shane Martin, and more. That's in Walker coming up next week. Almanac Quiz. And again, the number is 763-450-0100. Now birthdays.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Still with us.
The great Tom Jones.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
He had his own show, too.
Yeah. And he would drive the ladies crazy.
Oh, yeah.
With anyone.
What artist in the late 60s and into the 70s didn't at one point have their own show? Lobo had his own show there for a while. Sheriff Lobo, remember?
Yeah.
And he would get on there and sing Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. And
sure.
I'd Want You to Want Me. Tom Jones is 82. Snappy dresser, too.
Yeah. And afraid to show some chest hair.
No. I think he had some undergarments thrown at him during his career, don't you think?
I bet he did.
Now, don't forget, he also had 5 top 20 country songs.
Say you stay until tomorrow.
This was one of them.
I can't face tonight alone.
What a versatile singer and performer.
Love it.
Welsh singer, Tom Jones.
Oh, that's good.
82. Never get tired of this.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you.
Nope.
I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Wait for it now.
Good luck.
Well, it wasn't Liam Neeson that needed the luck. It was
luck,
all those Eastern Europeans. Oh, my goodness.
He did, as we found out, have that special set of skills.
Yeah, particular set of skills.
Right.
And he used every one of those skills, I do believe.
The body count was high.
Liam Neeson. You know, he's been in other movies other than Taken, but that line there, people just love it.
Yeah.
And we get such great reaction, just a warmth of response from people. Liam Neeson is 70 today, probably slowing down a little bit now. He's 70, Neil, you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Nice. I never thought I could feel so.
Joey Scarberry. Boy, he captured lightning in a bottle when he put this song out. They said, yeah, we need a song for a show about a guy in a red suit. He's a superhero, and he lost the owner's manual.
The Great American Hero.
Yeah, The Great American Hero. This is the theme from The Greatest American Hero. You can also call it Believe It or Not if you want. We would also accept that.
So good.
He's from Ontario, California.
Oh.
Hit me from out.
How old is he now?
He's 67.
When I'm out walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just.
I had friends in high school that were into this band called the Violent Femmes, and I go, what? I'm listening to Starship, We Built This City, and they're listening to this, Violent Femmes. I go, man, I gotta do something. I'm really square.
Yeah.
So Gordon Gano.
Square's not a bad place to be.
Lead singer of the Violent Femmes. You can fit a lot of things in that square. His Blister in the Sun, Violent Femmes. Gordon Gano, who's the lead singer of the Violent Femmes, 59 today. This guy had so many personalities when it came to pro wrestling. Multi-personality. He was Dude Love. He was Cactus Jack. And he was Mankind.
Mankind, what about the attack here in the boiler?
Michael Cole, know your mouth and shut your role. The video evidence is very clear. Mankind was just getting his second wind when The Rock came in for the save. Not because I needed it, but because that's what best friends do for each other. So Undertaker, I'm challenging you and the Big Show to put your tag team titles on the line. Tonight, in that very ring, you see The Rock knew that I was...
Oh, some bonus Rock.
They broke The Rock's Rolex. This was a Shang Tung, specially made for The Rock. But that's okay.
The Rock is good.
The Rock is something.
It's so funny. I could lose 3 hours of the day just watching Rock promos on YouTube because they're so good. His sayings and his, you know your role, the whole thing. There's Mankind. You know, he had the mandible claw. That was his submission move.
Yes.
With Socko. It was the Sock and Rock connection.
Wow.
He was with the Mick Foley. He was one of those hardcore guys.
Yeah.
He once was at the top of a steel cage, fell through the cage, and landed on, like, thumbtacks.
Like, no thanks.
Yeah, he's like a bulletin board.
Right.
Mike Modano is 52 today.
He was a fine player.
Yeah, and, he was selected number one overall by the North Stars and played a few years here before they moved to Dallas and... Never left the franchise.
Yeah, he was the face of the franchise.
Yeah, now he works for the Wild front office.
Does a good job.
Happy birthday, Mike Modano.
What is he?
Good God, man. Damn it, man. I'm a doctor, not a physicist.
Are you out of your Vulcan mind? Left is my bones.
He was the new Bones. Dr. Leonard McCoy in the new Star Trek. We call that the Kelvin timeline, Neil.
Okay.
And he's 50. Modano, you were asking. I say he's 52.
Okay.
Modano, 52. Carl Urban, 50. He's been in other movies. This guy.
We sitting here. I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
Practice.
I mean, listen. We're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
For a guy that didn't practice, he was pretty good.
Right.
Just think how good he would have been if he would have practiced.
Yeah. Right.
So Allen Iverson, that rant is right up there with Jim Mora and the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah, it's very
Do it
similar.
For us, Neil.
Playoffs?
Right, exactly. Allen Iverson, 47. Funny guy from SNL and movies, Bill Hader.
Oh, yeah.
If I walk into this kitchen and I see a cantaloupe on that table, I will lose my mind.
There he is doing his Al Pacino. He does the best Alan Alda, too. I don't know too many people who do Alan Alda.
Okay,
but
I can see
Alan Alda
that, yeah.
is on the money. He's 44. Anna Kournikova, tennis player, ooh. Neil. Was she better known for her looks than her tennis playing?
Yes.
Yeah, 41 today. Michael,
gorgeous girl.
Michael Cera.
Cry every night.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
For you.
these arms belong to hold you.
I don't know. That's not Burton Cummings, but he's trying. That's him from Superbad. He was Evan on Superbad. Got stuck with these older guys in this party, and they said, "This is a guy with a beautiful voice we met at the other party," which he wasn't. And he responded by singing These Eyes by the Guess Who. It was a great scene. Yeah, Michael Cera. He's also great in Arrested Development. Anybody who watched that show, his sad walk was hilarious. 34. And our rapper of the day is Fetty Wap.
Oh.
Fetty Wap. That's like if Elmer Fudd had a friend named Fetty Wap.
Right.
That's how he would pronounce it. Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
31 for our rapper of the day.
Wow, wow. All right, we move on now to the Gone But Not Forgotten category here this morning. And we're going to start with Oscar and Academy Award-winning actress. She was wonderful in Driving Miss Daisy, Jessica Tandy.
Miss Daisy, I ain't done nothing.
You had the car parked right in front of the front door of the temple like I was the Queen of Romania. Everybody saw you. Didn't I tell you to wait for me in the back?
Well, yes, but I was just trying to... Well, there's two other chauffeurs right behind me there.
I think that is really Morgan Freeman and not Frank Caliendo. Although here on the Almanac, you don't know.
You never know.
I like to interchange them.
You do. But that was Jessica Tandy there, born on this day, 1909. 1917, he was one of the key members of the Rat Pack. And then he had the Martin and Jerry Lewis movie tandem team and...
All of his great songs.
All of his great songs. He had his own show.
Finish this line. When the moon hits your pie. No, when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Amore.
It certainly is.
It certainly
is.
Dean
Tonight,
Martin.
We're all gathered at the beautiful MGM Hotel in Las Vegas to honor the star of the Betty White Show, Miss Betty White. I look forward to being part of this glowing tribute. And about 3 this afternoon, I got a good start on my glow.
He was not afraid to have a cocktail either.
No,
Dean
those
Martin,
roasts.
The roasts were phenomenal. He was great in a couple of John Wayne Western, Sons of Katie Elder and Rio Bravo. Just wonderful. Dean Martin, born on this day, 1917. Who else do we have? We have actress Dolores Gray, 1924. We have New York Yankee star catcher Thurman Munson. He was their captain. Remember him from the early 70s, then went down on the plane crash, 1947 for Thurman Munson. She was married to Robert Blake, and then she died, and we think at the hands, although he was acquitted of her murder.
I think it was the parrot.
It might have been,
the parrot.
The parrot, Bonnie Lee Bakley, 1956. And 2 years later, he's one of us. Rogers Nelson, we knew him, well, as a symbol, but we really knew him as Prince.
I tell you what, I wore out that Purple Rain soundtrack. This is one of my favorites off of that album.
The guy was supremely skilled. There's
I
just
went to
all the way around it.
No, the funk that he brought. He brought a mix of pop, funk, and rock that I don't know if anybody had seen at a high level before. I took the Paisley Park the tour a couple of months ago. That was outstanding. That song came over on the speaker, and I go, oh, man, it's been so long since I've heard that one. And, of course, we always bring it up on Prince's birthday. Today, by the way, is Prince Day. It was proclaimed by Mark Dayton, I think, in 2016. Today is Prince Day. That you were in a basketball scrimmage against Prince.
Yeah. He didn't play much. He was little. I mean, he was little.
He was. You go to Paisley Park, and you look at his clothes and his outfits, and they're spectacular. These things that were designed for him, these suits, just unbelievable, the intricacies. But, yeah, I mean, I might be able to get it on my arm.
Right. There was just nothing to him.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of big guys on his basketball team, so he didn't get to play much. But come to find out, he was a pretty talented musician. Right. And he was born on this day in 1958, was a class of 77, like myself, and He made more money along the way than I did. I'm pretty sure of it. Prince Rogers Nelson or Prince 1958, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
There's a new mural there on the First Avenue. I guess that's Ramp A, Neil.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No, but...
A few omissions. Oh, there's news coverage all over the place on it.
Another day.
Your staff forgot Wynn Stewart.
Oh, sure.
Classic country artist.
Yes.
It's Such a Pretty World Today. Might be another one you might know. Yeah, this one here, Another Day, Another Dollar. Another day. 1934. Somehow you missed Eddie Haskell.
You know, Eddie, you're a real neat guy.
Look, Shrimp, you start slobbing over me and I'll slug you one.
Yeah, sure, Eddie.
I mean it.
He's a swell guy, that Eddie Haskell. Yeah. A little something for Mrs. Cleaver, too.
Right. You know, slug you one.
Yeah. Yeah. So Kenneth Osman. Who was Eddie Haskell. And we'll give you a little slack there because I think it was just 2 years ago he passed away. Your staff is usually 2, 3, maybe 4 years behind.
Right.
Right.
A little slow in the uptake.
And then more wrestling here. Maybe for my money, although Al DeRusha was pretty good as far as a ring announcer.
This is the main event. It is for the World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship, scheduled for one fall.
One fall, Neil.
Yeah, so many of them were one fall.
Yeah. Sometimes the tag teams are best 2 out of 3. I doubt they do that anymore. People don't have the attention span for 2 out of 3 falls.
No.
Howard Finkel, who again we also lost 2 years ago, so again your staff a little bit behind. Howard Finkel, the WWF, now WWE Hall of Famer, ring announcer. He's bald. He looked like Mean Gene out there.
Nice.
Got the job done. You know, you got to put a ring announcer out there that doesn't look like a wrestler.
Yes.
So he doesn't get misidentified as a wrestler. Howard Finkel was that man.
And now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
I'll be back for the All Request Lunch. Are you ready for a quiz?
Almanac quiz time.
For the Moondance tickets here. So we had our rapper Fetty Wap here today, 31. I said that if somebody, a cartoon character, was Fetty Wap's friend, his real name would be Freddy Rapp. But this friend of Freddy Rapp would say Fetty Wap instead of Freddy Rapp.
Correct.
Who was that cartoon character? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First one with the correct answer wins Moondance Jammin' Country tickets next weekend in beautiful Walker, Minnesota.
It'll be fun.
Neil, Tim McGraw, Where the Green Grass Grows. Mm-hmm. Hank Williams Jr., Honky Tonkin'. Mm-hmm. Or the whole 5 o'clock thing comes up here again. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, Alan and Jimmy.
Sure. Hank Jr. today.